Saturday before Pentecost, The Pouring Out of the Spirit, Chapter 96 of the Gospel of the Holy Twelve. The disciples were gathered together in the upper room when they returned from the mount, and they all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, and they numbered about 120. In that day, James stood up and said, "Men and brethren, it is known to you how the Lord, before he left us, chose Peter to preside over us and watch over us in his name, and how it must be that one of those who has been with us and a witness to his resurrection be chosen and appointed to take his place." And they chose two called Barsabbas and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who knows the hearts of all men, show which of these two you have chosen to take part as an apostle, from which you raise your servant Peter to preside over us." They gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias. And the 12 received him, and he was numbered among the apostles. Then John and James separated Peter from their number by the laying on of hands, that he might preside over them in the name of the Lord, saying, "Brother, be as a hewn stone, six squared. Even you, Petros, which art Petra, bearing witness to the truth on every side." The apostles were given staffs to guide their steps in the ways of truth, and crowns of glory. To the prophets were given burning lamps to show light on the path, and censers with fire, and to the evangelists, the book of the holy law to recall the people to the first principles. And to the pastors were given the cup and platter to feed and nourish the flock. But to none was given anything that was not given to all. For all were one priesthood under the Christ as their master and great high priest in the temple of God. And to the deacons were given baskets that they might carry therein the things needed for the holy worship. And the number was about 120, Peter presiding over them. When the third day had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And as they prayed there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And the room in which they were assembled was shaken, and it filled the place. There appeared cloven tongues of flame, like fire, that sat upon the head of each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Peter stood up and preached the law of Christ to the multitude of all nations and tongues, who were gathered together by the report of what had been seen and heard, each man hearing in his own language of where he was born. And of them that listened, 3,000 souls were gathered into the church that day. And they received the holy law, repented their sins, and were baptized and continued steadfastly in the apostles' fellowship and worship. They who believed gave up their possessions and had all things in common and resided together in one place, showing the love and the goodness of God to their brothers and sisters and to all creatures, and working with their hands for the commonwealth. And from these 12 were called to be prophets with the apostles, and 12 to be evangelists, and 12 to be pastors, and their helpers were added to them, and deacons of the church universal, and they all numbered 120. And thus the tabernacle of David was set up with living men, filled with goodness, even as the Master had shown them. To the church in Jerusalem was given James, the Lord's brother, for its president and angel, and 24 priests under him in the fourfold ministry, and helpers and deacons also. And after 6 days, many came together and were added, 6,000 men and women who received the holy law of love. And they received the word with gladness. As they gathered together on the Lord's day after the Sabbath was past and were offering the Holy Supper, they missed Mary and Joseph, the parents of Jesus. And they searched, but did not find them. Some of them said, "Surely the Lord has taken them away as he did Magdalene." And they were filled with awe and sang praises to God. And the Spirit of God came upon the apostles and the prophets with them. And remembering what the Lord had taught them, with one voice they confessed and praised God, saying, "We believe in one God, the infinite, the secret fount, the eternal parent, of whom all things are invisible and visible, the all in all, through all, around all, the holy twain in whom all things consist, who has been, who is, and who shall be. We believe in our Lord, our Lady, the perfect Holy Christ, God of God, light of light begotten, our Lord, the Father, Spouse, and Son, our Lady, the Mother, Bride, and Daughter, three modes in one essence, undivided, one biune Trinity, that God may be manifest as the Father, Spouse, and Son of every soul, and that every soul may be perfected as the Mother, Bride, and Daughter of God. And this by the descent of the Spirit into the soul, and by the ascent of the soul into the Spirit, who comes from heaven and is incarnate of the ever-blessed Virgin, in Jesu Maria, and every Christ of God, and is born and teaches the way of life, and suffers under the world rulers, and is crucified, and is buried and descends into hell, who rises again and ascends into glory, from there giving light and life to all. We believe in the sevenfold Spirit of God, the life-giver who proceeds from the holy twain, who comes upon Jesu Maria, and all that are faithful to the light within, who dwells in the church, the Israel elect of God, who always comes into the world and lights every soul that seeks, who gives the law which judges the living and the dead, who speaks by the prophets of every age and region. We believe in one holy, universal, and apostolic church, the witness to all truth, the receiver and giver of the same, begotten of the Spirit and fire of God, nourished by the waters, seeds, and fruits of the earth, who by the Spirit of life, her 12 books and sacraments, her holy words and works knits together the elect in one mystical communion and atoning humanity with God, makes us partakers of the divine life and substance, indicating the same in holy symbols. And we look for the coming of the universal Christ and the kingdom of heaven, in which righteousness dwells, and the holy city, whose gates are 12, in which are the temple and altar of God, from where proceed 3 orders in 4-fold ministry to teach all truth and offer the daily sacrifice of praise. As in the inner, so in the outer. As in the great, so in the small. As above, so below. As in heaven, so on earth. We believe in the purification of the soul through many births and experiences. We believe in the resurrection from the dead and the life everlasting for the just from the ages of ages and rest in God forever. Amen. As the smoke of the incense arose, there was heard the sound of many bells, and a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory, honor, praise, and worship be to God, the Father, Spouse, and Son, one with the Mother, Bride and Daughter, from whom proceeds the Eternal Spirit, and by whom all things are created, from the ages of ages, now and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia. 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 And if any man take from or add to the words of this gospel, or hide under a bushel the light from which is given by the Spirit through us and through the 12 witnesses chosen of God for the enlightenment of the world unto salvation, let him be anathema maranatha until the coming of Christ, Jesu Maria, our Savior, with all the holy saints. For them that believe, these things are true. For them that do not believe, they are as an idle tale. But to those with perceiving minds and hearts, regarding the spirit rather than the letter which kills, they are spiritual truths. For these things that are written are true, not because they are written, but rather they are written because they are true. And these are written that you may believe with your hearts and proclaim with your mouths to the salvation of many. Amen. Here ends the Holy Gospel of the Perfect Life of Jesu Maria, the Christ, the Son of David after the flesh, the Son of God after the Spirit. Glory be to God by whose power and help it was written.